John Gospel chapter 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. He gave him power over all flesh. Flesh can't keep you from coming to Jesus. Now watch this. Thou hast given him power over all flesh that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. How many has God given Jesus? Good question. How many have God given Jesus, everyone that come to him? I'm going to say it again so you can get it. How many has God given Jesus, everyone that come to him? That's why he told us to go tell him. If they'll come to him, he'll give them eternal life. Hallelujah. I say it again. As many as come to he has given him. And this is, watch what life is. And this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God. The only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. How do you know God? How do you get any man will believe with his heart and say with his mouth, Jesus is Lord. We'll get to know God. He said, if you'll say it with your mouth and believe with your heart, God will reveal himself to you. He'll make you become a part of his him. He'll give you life. And you know the true God. And when you know the true God, all the rest of them is false. There's only one true and living God. There's only one Father. There's only one God. There's only one Lord. All the rest of them phonies. Hallelujah. And how do you get to know him? You believe with your heart and say it with your mouth. He said, you'll be saved. Now watch what happened. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world began. Jesus has been glorified. And now look at this. Look at this. Paul wrote this again. This was Jesus talking before his crucifixion. Did God glorify him? We just showed you. He said, thy throne, O God. God said to him, is the scepter of righteousness, the scepter of thy kingdom. But look what Paul wrote in Romans 8:17. We're talking about this side of the cross. And if children, then heirs. Romans 8:17. If children, then what? Heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heir with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, we shall be what? Glorified together. Did God glorify Jesus? Did Jesus sit at the right hand of God? That means you've been glorified with him. We have been made. Are you an heir of God? Are you a joint heir with Jesus? Can you be a joint heir with Jesus and not be glorified with Jesus? Come on. So we've been glorified. So tell COVID-19 coronavirus. Too late. You're too late with your stuff. I've been glorified. I've been glorified. I'm with Jesus. Can you give Jesus COVID-19?
Nope.
Guess what? You ain't giving to me either. Are you seeing it this morning? Are you hearing what God is saying? You have nothing to be afraid of. People talking because they're not listening to the word of God. They're listening to what the world is saying. And they don't know God. They don't know the truth. They're just talking what they see. And that word of darkness will deceive you. But the word will make you a believer. The word will enlighten you. The word will keep you. The word will encourage you. The word will cause you to live in this earth. And no evil shall come nigh your dwelling. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory.
So we've been glorified together.
Amen.
And what now listen to this, amplify. I'll get started, but I don't know if I have time to finish. Philippians 3:9. This should be your daily. See, you don't take information from sitting there in front of that TV, listen to all that stuff they're saying. It doesn't put any faith in you. All it does is fill you full of doubt and unbelief. Fill you full of fear. And you're sitting there full of fear, scared. I refuse to fear. And I refuse to sit myself down and take in fear. God's words are filled with faith. Satan's words. It just got through singing. Whose report will you believe? And you sitting there, I shall believe the report of the Lord. And here you sitting over there, come on. Well, if you're going to believe the report of the Lord, here it is.
All right.
Here it is. It ain't on that Fox News. It ain't on that other NBC and CBS and CNI and all the rest of them.
Okay.
No, it's right here. This is God's report. COVID-19 is done. I just announced his defeat. You're over with. You lied to the nation of the world. But there's some peoples in this world that know their God. I'm one of them. So are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 We're not going to be moved by what the world is saying. I don't care how professional they may be, but I know somebody that's more professional. I know somebody that's more true. His name is Jesus. And that name is above every name. We didn't spend all those weeks and months reading the name of Jesus on the prayer line for you just to go,
All right.
No. You get a revelation of it. And know in the name of Jesus, nothing come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Philippians 3:9.
Yes,
amplify. And that I may actually be found, and known as in him. And that I may actually be what found and known as in him. Be found and known. As in him. Not guessing, but I make action be found. And I find myself. And I know that I'm in him. Not having what? Any self-achieved righteousness.